Hey, how's your week been going? Oh, good. Yeah, that's awesome. Mine's been going well too. Thanks for asking. So, I was just wondering, and I know this is totally out of the blue, so it's fine if you say that you can't, but are you possibly free maybe this weekend to go see a movie? Do I mean like a date? Yeah, I mean kind of like a date, if that's, you know, if that's if you would say yes, then yeah, I would call it a date. I've kind of been meaning to ask you that for a while, and just yeah, was only able to now really do it. But if you don't want to, believe me, it's totally fine. I'm not trying to pressure you or anything. Oh, you will. Cool. Well, I'm really excited to go with you. How does Saturday sound? Like noon? I think it's cheaper then, and we can get the best seats. Oh, Friday night would work better. At a 9 p.m. showing? No, that's fine. I don't mind late night showings. Yeah, sure. Works for me too. Do you want to meet me there, or are you gonna come pick me up, or... Okay, I'll meet you there at like, I don't know, I'm gonna probably end up showing up at 8:45, so I'm there just a pinch early. But yeah, I'll see you Friday night then, right in front of the movie theater. Later. Believe you said yes. God, is this seriously happening? You weren't waiting too long, were you? I know I came early, but I guess I thought I was late for a second. Oh, you like my skirt? Well, thanks. I'm really glad you like it. It's kind of one of my favorites. And I'm sure you've kind of guessed that this is my favorite color by now. Though I don't really think my hair looks that cute. It's just a ponytail. I didn't have time to do my hair, really. But thank you. I'm glad that you like it. Glad that you like any of it, really. And I think you look really nice tonight, too. I always loved how loose and simple you've always dressed. Like, you don't care what other people think of you, and you wear what's comfortable. N Not that I'm saying I've, like, watched you a lot or anything. I just sort of see you around a lot, and... You know what? Let's just ignore my rambling. Looks like there are people coming out. Probably means we can go in and get seated soon. I like the cologne you're wearing. Is it a cologne? That's just your natural smell? That's really cool, I guess. I've been around you a lot and never smelled that from you before, so not that I try smelling you or anything either. I promise I'm not that weird. I think I just keep sticking my foot in my mouth. I'm sorry. Thanks. Yeah, I am kind of nervous, if it wasn't obvious. Well, thank you. I mean, I'm having a good time too, so that makes me feel a little bit better, if I'm being honest. Hold my hand? Sure. Here. I think we're seating now. Should we go in? Wow, that was a really great movie. Even though I've seen it once before, it's still so sad just to see him turn to dust in his arms like that. Hmm. So I don't really want our night to end quite yet. Do you think we could maybe, like, walk around for a while or something? Oh, a drive? Yeah, sure. I actually know this really great place up in the hills that overlooks the town. The lights look really cool there at night. You can just kind of see all the glow. Yeah, we could just chill in the car and talk, or go for a walk, or listen to music or something. Yeah, sounds great. I don't mind just riding with you, so let's go. This is the place. Look, see? Didn't I tell you the lights looked great from here? What should we talk about? It looks like you beat me to it. I've kind of been thinking of doing that ever since before the move, even since before the movie. But you always seem so confident in yourself, so yeah. Well, yeah, I want to do it more, if that's okay. No. Is it? Is that okay if we maybe do this outside of the car? I'm feeling just a bit too hot in here. I'm sorry. That fresh air feels so much better. It's getting a little hard to breathe in there. Not that I'm saying you smell bad or anything. It's completely the opposite, actually. Just kind of a me thing, I guess. I can't really catch my breath or something for some reason. Are you trying to make me pass out? Because if you keep doing that, you might. Just give me a moment to catch my breath. Yeah, I think I'm feeling a little bit better now. I'm sorry about all this. Oh my goodness. Look. I don't know how I didn't see it before, but look how big the moon is. I don't think I've ever seen it that big before. What do you mean you knew it was gonna be this big tonight? Was that why you chose this for us to meet? Was that why you chose for us to meet tonight? Because you knew it was gonna be a full moon and we could just spend time together under it? There it is again. Why I can't catch my breath. That smell coming off of you, it's not just coming off your body, it's on your breath too, and whatever it is, it's just making me so, yeah, wet. But not just wet, it's like I don't even know how to explain it. I'm not wet. I'm soaked. My panties have been soaked since we were about halfway here in the car. And there's burning right where my womb area is. I know I must sound completely crazy right now, but none of this has happened to me before, and I don't know what's happening to my own body. What I guess you are doing to my body. Something to confess? What do you mean? Say that again. Have I ever heard of werewolves before? I don't know what that has to do with anything. But I guess, yeah, I have. Who hasn't? What does that question have to do with any of this? Are you serious? You're here for the moon to change into a werewolf. Are you messing with me or something? Do I want a demonstration? I really don't know what you mean. Why are you taking your clothes off? I mean, we were making out and all, but I didn't think we would do this here. I mean, I thought best case scenario, we'd drive back to my house or your house and we'd like climb in bed together, but you're just taking them off. So you won't rip them. Right. Okay. This is crazy. If this is some weird plan to try to get me to sleep with you, it's crazy. Like I said, you could have asked me to. I expected it to go there anyway. I would have, but I'm not sure I want... Do I... Wait, what the fuck? Your eyes. How are you making them glow like that? I didn't think you had those in before. They have to be, like, contacts. Okay, now you're starting to scare me. I want you to take me home. Please don't hurt me. What are you gonna do to me? What do you want? Please, no. Please, no. Eat me. No. Oh, God. Oh, God. Please! Someone help! You just wanted me because of my smell. So you didn't actually want to go on a date with me? Is there any other option? Then I guess I have to do it, don't I? Do I start getting undressed here? Not here, in the woods. Okay, God, okay. No. I promise I won't try to run. I swear. It's not like you couldn't just tackle me or cover me up again. How much further do I walk? Here. Okay. Clothes off and lie down. I can do that. There. Now what? You're really telling me to relax? I can't. Why are you licking me down there? Why? This just feels so good. Oh God, this can't be happening. I'm just dreaming. I just want to wake up and be at home. Sling down? Am I ready for? No, please. There's no way that thing could fit inside of me. I couldn't do it. It would kill me. Please, there has to be another way or some other option or something. I can't do that. No, wait, stop. Okay, I'll do it. Just please be gentle, or make it quick, or I don't know, I'm just so... Smell your fur? Does that smell again? It's so strong, it's making my eyes water. But it's making me burn up again. What's happening to me? You want me to look into your eyes? Yeah, they look mesmerizing, I guess, but why do you want me to... What's happening to me? What are you doing to me? It's burning again. That whole spot where my womb is, it's really burning. Why are you doing this? Please stop staring at me. I can't control. No, I don't want to look anymore, right? Hey, wait, the burning inside of me, you can make it stop, right? Then do it. Take that massive cock and do it. You can breed me. You can breed me as much as you want. I'll have as many of your kids as you want, or pups, I guess, as many as you want, as long as it just. Why am I willing? Because I understand now. That's what the burning is from. Can't you see it? My body and my cheeks are all flushed and red, and my pussy that's literally flowing and dripping and throbbing. I'm meant to be bred by you. I need to be bred by you. I just didn't understand it until now. So please. Yeah, yes. Just lift me up just like that. Like a toy that's meant to take your cum and give you what you want. Please. Just take that monster cock of yours and force it into me.
all the way inside. And you don't have to be gentle. If you are, it won't take the burning away. It feels like it's tearing me open. Please push it in more. It's not all the way in, I can tell. There. No, please. Please. Fuck me. Use me. Do whatever you want with me. Monster cock of yours slamming into me like that. It's hitting my cervix. Feels like it's breaking me. You're gonna break me. You're using me just like I asked. Oh, God. I'm spreading. You're stretching my pussy wider than it's ever done before. I never knew I could stretch that much, and my pussy's doing it just for you. This is it. No other cock will ever be able to feel like this. I'm yours. Your cock owns me, and I'll never be able to feel any other cock inside me except yours. I can feel it swelling even bigger. That means you're close to coming, right? Close to filling my pussy up with all that cum I know you have. More cum than a dozen normal guys could have, right? Please, shoot it into me. Mark me as your territory for life. Why? Because I'm a good breeding girl. I'm yours to breed for as long or as little as you want. It's the only thing I want. It's the only thing that's gonna satisfy this burning womb of mine. Please. Please come inside me. Please. In my pussy from all the cum. I could see your cum squirting out from my pussy because it had nowhere else to go. It's gone. The burning in my womb is finally gone. All that's left is the feeling of all that warm cum inside of me. I'm gonna get pregnant. There's no way I'm not gonna get pregnant. And I'm gonna have your babies, just like you asked me to. I don't think my pussy's ever gonna go back to its normal shape. Your cock. You've really claimed me. Did I do good? Was I a good breed toy? I'm sorry your whole cock couldn't fit into me. But was I still good enough? Did I satisfy you? I'm so glad. Do you think that since I was such a good girl tonight that if I do a good job carrying and birthing your child, and it comes out nice and strong, that I could be your breed toy again? I'm so glad. I was a good girl. I'll always be your good girl. I don't think I'll be able to walk again for quite a while. So I'll just let you carry me anywhere you want to go. I'm yours for as long as you want me.